listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Make your own wreath. It's time to decorate for winter holidays, and it's really inexpensive if you use natural materials, and they go into the compost bin when you're done, so nothing to store. Long before Garden Nerd came into being, we used to make our own wreath for the front door from free or cheap materials that are easy to find. The free part? Use trimmings from the base of the Christmas tree that are cut off for the stand. Now, you can either do that yourself or go to a tree trimming lot, and they usually have a bin for all that stuff, and you just grab it and run. So then once you get those home, soak the stems in water. You can use a hammer to kind of expand the stems, and that's in a bucket or throw it in your bathtub. And that keeps them moist for as long as possible. The cheap parts, a wreath frame, which you can either make out of wire hangers or buy at a craft store, or straw, same thing, buy at a craft store, and some flexible wire. Tie the wire to a starting point on the wreath frame. Next, cut small branches and cluster them together as you wrap the wire around the frame to hold the branches in place. It's a good idea to put those facing the same direction. Continue with the clusters around the frame until it's completely covered. Then tie off the wire and make sure to create a loop on the back to hang the wreath. Next, add decorative elements like recycled ribbon, holly, pine cones, also free in many places. And voila, you're done. Find helpful hints for making your own compostable wreath on the website This Week Only. And while you're there, check out our Gardening for Geeks book event page. I will be at the Huron substation at a holiday pop-up this week that is all garden-centric and food-centric gifts for your holiday list. That's on December 8th from 11 to 5 at the Huron substation. Go to the website for more details This Week Only. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at gardenerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!